Question 1047. I'd be very grateful if you could help me find an answer to the following related questions. Rav Avraham Yitzchak Kook wrote, citing scriptural proofs, our sages explained that Adam was not permitted to eat meat. Behold, I have given you every tree yielding seed for food. Eating meat was permitted to the children of Noah only after the flood. Like the green herb, I have given you everything. Is it conceivable this moral excellence, which once existed as an inherent human characteristic, should be lost forever? A vision of vegetarianism and peace by Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook. Is Rav Cook indicating in the future our diet will once again be vegetarian? Does Rav Lefno have any sources which would indicate that the diet in the Messianic age or later will be vegetarian? 2. Rav Cook wrote, in the future the flow of intellect will spread and reach even the animals. They will do no harm or damage in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem as water covering the seabed. The sacrifice at that time will be the meal offering from the realm of vegetation, and will be pleasing unto Hashem as in the days of old. Olas Ria 1:292. Is Rav Cook saying that the offerings of the Messianic age will be vegetarian? Yosef and Shlomo HaKohen, Jerusalem, Israel. Okay, first of all, there are various reasons given as to why, and if in fact, Adam was not allowed to eat meat, or he wasn't allowed to kill animals for meat, but there's a medrash that says that the angels used to roast meat and bring it to him, and it would seem, Tosfos says from there, that he was allowed to eat meat. He wasn't allowed to kill animals for the sake of meat. And only after the flood, where the animal's survival depended on Noah, did he have a right then to kill animals for meat. So it wasn't the eating of the meat that was a problem. It was the killing of the animals to be able to eat meat. After the Torah was given, the Torah made it a mitzvah, if you want to eat meat, to shecht an animal, and for sure gave us permission to shecht and to eat meat. Anyone who says that it's wrong to kill an animal for the sake of meat and doesn't eat meat on philosophical and religious reasons is apikoursis. It's going against the Torah. The Torah says it's okay to kill animals to eat meat. On the other hand, Chazal say that eating meat is not necessarily a very positive thing for everybody. It says an Am Ha'aretz should not eat meat because the meat will drag the person down to the animal level. On the other hand, a Talmud Chacham, if he eats meat, he raises the meat to a higher level and therefore gives the animal a chance to fulfill its purpose by being raised to a higher level, by being eaten by a human being. The Svarno says the reason that meat was permitted after the flood is because before the flood, it wasn't necessary to eat meat in order for a person to gain all the nutrients that he needed, because everything was included in the grains and the fruit, because the climate was the most optimal climate. After the flood, the earth was tilted on its axis. There are now seasons. The fruits and vegetables cannot contain the nutrients to give a person everything that he needs, and therefore his diet had to be supplemented by meat. Possible in the future that the situation will go back again to be where it won't be necessary to eat meat. However, there are mitzvahs of eating meat, when sacrifices, eating meat on Shabbos and Yontif, could be those mitzvahs will continue to exist. The fact that there won't be animal sacrifices, that's not what Rav Cook says. That's what he's quoted to have saying, but it's not what he says. If you read it carefully, you'll see he says a completely different idea. Because if Rav Cook meant to say that there would be no animal sacrifices in the future, that goes against just a sitter. Because every Shabbos and Yontif, we daven in Musaf, that God should reinstate the animal sacrifices. It goes against the Navi, because Yecheskel speaks about the third Beis HaMikdash, and there will be animal sacrifices. The Rambam says that one of the things that Mashiach will do will reinstate the sacrifices as they were, meaning animal sacrifices. And Rav Cook himself wrote a letter to someone who intimated that there won't be animal sacrifices in the future, and he castigated him for it, and said clearly there will be animal sacrifices. So what Rav Cook says there, if you read it, is that since animals, now when we bring a sacrifice, we elevate the animal to the realm of the human, and that's the one of the reasons for the sacrifice. That reason won't apply in the future, even though the animal sacrifices will be brought. So they'll be brought with a different idea behind them, not the old reason that existed. But the vegetable sacrifices will be as they were before. As days of yore, their reason won't change. But the reason, the idea behind bringing an animal sacrifice will have a new idea that we don't even understand or know, but it won't be the idea from before of elevating the animal, because the animal will be elevated in itself. Look again in the Siddur, you'll see that that's what he says, and therefore there will be animal sacrifices, it's just they won't be as of yore, the same idea won't apply to them as applied before Mashiach came.